throughout. And I thought they did some really good things. So disappointed we came up short. So very proud of the way that our guys battled for 60-plus minutes. And we came into this week talking about having to be together. We knew there was going to be good moments. We knew there would be times that we get knocked down. And our guys just continue to respond. And, it's heart breaks for them. It was impressive to watch them continue to fight and make too many mistakes throughout the course of the game against a good football team. Our football team, they're gonna grow from this. And I hate coming up short, but I think they showed their identity and the heart that they have, and how much they care about each other and care about this university, and how they want to represent it. And we're gonna have to continue to get better. I do want to take this time just to tell all of our fans, the entire Seminole family, just thank you. Thank you for that crowd. Thank you for the experience today. Thank you for what you mean to us. I mean, it was an incredible atmosphere to be able to play this game. It was truly special. Like I said, we just made too many mistakes to be able to overcome that tonight. But we're going to continue to go to work, and this team will respond here moving forward, and we're going to continue to improve.
First question will be Brandon. Hi, Mike. You mentioned the response of the team. I'm curious, after the game, what did you see from the players and their response? Even in the seconds after the game, it seemed like some guys wanted to leave, go to the locker room, but they were told to stay. I guess, what did you see immediately after the game?
It's disappointing to come up short. And these guys had a really hard and grueling fall camp, and the way that we prepare, the investment that we pour into each opportunity, it's just challenging. We'll make sure we finish the game, even when we come up short, we finish the game the right way. And Notre Dame, they played hard. It was a great college football game, they're in the locker room. I mean, our guys, they're disappointed. But I told them I was proud of them. I told them I'm proud of the heart that they showed, the identity that they put on display. And we all know. I mean, we know the mistakes that were made. And there was not any one play. There was not any one moment tonight you could pick 15 of them. And there's still times that we shot ourselves in the foot. Didn't win the turnover the battle. So the things that we're going to be able to reflect back on in all phases that we're going to have to improve. And our guys, they know what's coming, and they know the response is necessary. And we're going to continue to work that.
All right, next will be Aslan Hajimi from Wolfgang.
Coach, what is it about McKenzie that he's able to do what he does in moments like that? And just how much is that did it catch you by surprise? I know you hoped you would be able to do that, but to see him do that, I mean, what does it mean to you in this program now?
McKenzie's a great competitor. And, we went into this week, he just continued telling Coach, I'll be ready. And, you never know when that opportunity is going to present itself. Jordan had couple things happen there late, and McKenzie came in, and he was ready. He had prepared well. He was such a wonderful competitor. It was great to see him get the opportunity to go out there and compete. And anybody that knows his story and all that's gone into it, he's somebody that you cheer for, and just a special young man. And just to see him rise up in that moment, really proud of
him. This would be Matt Baker from Tampa Bay Times.
Mike, what did McKenzie bring to you guys that Jordan maybe didn't early on?
Well, I think Jordan did a lot of good things tonight. I mean, he made a lot of plays or some things that were challenges. As we went through the game, you know, Jordan was able to extend plays. He was able to hit some big throws down the field. When he got late in the game and he was unavailable, then, you know, McKenzie came in and answered the call. And it's, obviously a lot of focus goes on that position for what it is and what it does. But, I mean, we all have the same responsibility just to be prepared and go out there and execute at a high level. And I thought McKenzie did that. I thought he executed at a very high level. It was impressive to see coming in late in the game like that, but put himself in position to be able to achieve that.
As far as the run defense goes, I mean, that was a really dramatic turnaround from a year ago. So you have to be happy about that. But on the other side of it, they hit a lot of big passes. Were you surprised that they went to the air as much as they did, or would you have expected that?
Oh, I mean, we had an early bust early in the game. I think we were our guys were amped up. You know, we talked about their closure, make sure we all communicated. We had an early play that they're on fourth down. Gave up the first touchdown. We thought guys settled in. And they had to give credit to them. I mean, they made some great throws and catches on one-on-one balls. You're pushing them all down the field. We've got to continue to work to finish those plays, but also got to have the times when guys go out there and are able to execute in very small windows. I got some good players. Quarterback, I thought, played well. We were able to create some pressure. We were able to, stop the run game, but at the end of the day, those are all things that we're going to continue to work on and make sure that we can clean up some of those big plays that were had.
Hey, Coach. So, the transfer portal sometimes has been looked at as a double-edged sword by a lot of people. But when you're out there tonight and you see guys like Jermaine, Kier, McKenzie making the kind of impact that they did, is tonight just an example of how the portal can be a good way to help build a team and kind of supplement what you already have?
Well, it's about finding the right fit. And I don't care. I mean, we want to build this team the right way with the right fit for Florida State. Those young men, I think they're great players, but it's what's in their hearts. It's the relationships that they come in and they've invested to build with their teammates. And that's what I saw tonight. Whether it was offense, defense, special teams, the guys that have come from all different journeys, some guys transferring in, some guys have been here for many years, and some guys just step foot on campus. At the end of the day, they're doing their part in building a relationship and understanding, who we represent and the opportunity we have in front of us. And so, I'm grateful for the way that the transfers played, but it's not really shocking to me because I watch how they invest in this team and how hard they go to work with this team at practice every day.
Mike, what was that conversation once you guys cut it to 3 in the fourth quarter that you had on the sideline with Jordan and McKenzie?
Just told them to continue to keep playing, right? And, obviously there's a couple things that we had seen, just throughout the series that we wanted to be prepared for. So just kind of going over a couple things there.
All right, this will be Andre from Thomas Hill.
Hey, Mike, just if you could talk about just the decision to start Jordan and then kind of how you look at the quarterback situation now going into the next week.
What was the first question?
No, just what you saw in to come with the decision to start Jordan and then, just based on the performances of both of them today, like how you're approaching, who starts next week.
Yeah, I think Jordan had a great camp. Was continuing to grow and improve in all phases. Tonight, I thought there were some good and some things that he's had to learn from. And, we've got to make sure that we're owning the football. There's a couple decisions that I know that he wanted to have back. But also, at the end of the day, he had some plays where he was able to do some things, with his arms and his legs that were really impressive. We're always going to continue to beat, continue to work together and I'm excited about that quarterback room. I'm excited about Jordan Travis and who he is as a player. And you know, we're going to continue to push forward there together, and you know, we'll face all that stuff as we get into this week.
Coach, you mentioned learning from this game, but at what point, or actually, how do you not let this be an emotional hangover? How do you not take the baggage from this week and bring it into next week while also retaining those lessons?
It's about, you know, you learn lessons from every experience that you get and every experience that you have. And our guys, they're disappointed. They're hurt. You know, we got a short week coming up, so we don't have a whole lot of time to hang our heads. And, you know, tomorrow will be an off day for them. You know, we'll have corrections and things that we'll send them, you know, they'll have treatments and things like that. But, you know, we've got to prepare you know, for a game this next Saturday. And, you know, we have to be better. You know, you look down at the mistakes that were made, and you know, they cost us against a top 10 football team. And that's a reality. And so our team knows what it takes. And, you know, we're always going to be about the work. And so, you know, we're going to respond from this the right way. And, I sure don't want to have that feeling of what we just had again.
I was going to ask two questions if I can. Number one, was it about your guys' running game? How well you guys ran it, Jayshon, Trayshon, Lawrence? You had to be proud of that effort. And then on the other one, when you got down 38-20, like, what did you see? I'm sure you were eager to see how the guys would respond, and obviously they did. What did you see at that moment from your team?
I mean, there was, you know, starting off with the run game, I mean, those guys, we knew that as the game would continue to wear on, we just had to keep, you know, going at it and not try to abandon it. You know, I know early, there were a lot of, you know, Notre Dame did a good job, you know, showed some things that they hadn't shown before. And so we had to adapt and adjust throughout the course of the game. And that's good coaching on their part. But, you know, I think our guys, you know, they believed in the plan, believed in the adjustments. We were able to hit some big plays in the run game. And, you know, I thought late, I mean, it was impressive. And, you know, those backs, they work extremely hard in practice. You know, the guys up front, you know, they believe in what we can do running the football. We want that to be an identity of this football team. And, you know, and then when that starts happening, you see the things that opens up in the passing game as well. Second question. Give me that one again.
Sorry. When you guys were down 38, I know that's why I try to be tricky. When you were down 38-20,
yes.
Obviously they responded well, but what did you see at that time?
You know, that's going to show up at every point of the game where those momentum swings hit and you hit. And, you know, just watching our guys play, I wanted to see that effort. I wanted to see them be together. I wanted to see the passion and pursuit to go out there and just win the play that was in front of them. You know, when you're down 18, you're not going to get it in one play. You just have to continue to stack play after play on top of each other. And, you know, and that's what showed up. And that was what I was so pleased with, is that we weren't focused on what the scoreboard was saying at the moment. We were just focused on the play in front of us. And that's probably one of the greatest lessons that we learned from tonight. Is that, you know, we did what we needed to do to put ourselves in a position, and it was just a one play focus. And so as we can grow from that, you know, that's how it's going to start in the first quarter and how it needs to end. Ironically enough, you know, I showed the team last Friday, you know, one of the most storied games in the program's history against guys from Gainesville. And, you know, it was a similar fourth quarter type comeback where, you know, it just guys just played, and you know, we put ourselves in a position to tie it up late. You know, I wish we would have had a couple less, you know, a mistake or two less that showed up, but you know, our guys battled and put ourselves in a position to win the game just by focusing on one play at a time.
We're
going to
wrap up with the three
games that are
Coach, in overtime, the decision to challenge the fumble/incomplete play, it seemed to just go to the absolute last tick, right? Because Ryan got lined up and could kick the field goal. Was Was that the referees slowing on blowing the whistle? Was that just kind of a last minute decision to do it? And did you guys have any, was there any thought of going forward on fourth down if it was indeed going to be overturned as it was?
It's part of the normal conversations, you know, seeing if, you know, usually plays that are close like that, you know, you get a review and they buzz down for it. If not, the only way you can do it is with a challenge. It was something that I believe was an incomplete pass, wanted to shorten the field goal attempt. Really wasn't, thinking of going for it in that, just wanted to, have a shorter attempt, to the field goal, but, just the timing of it, played out the way it played out.
Hey, Coach, so it looked like you guys made a change at center at halftime. I saw Bavian was in there after Smith played most of the first half. Was that health-related, or did you guys just decide to make a change there after a couple snaps didn't go your way?
Yeah, Maurice is battling throughout this week with being a little banged up. And, was able to get himself available and really put in a lot of hard work to be able to do that. It got to a point there, end of the first half where we needed to make a change. He was limited in what he could do. So he was not going to be available for the rest of it. But we'll explore where he's at be able to go from there, move forward this week.
All right, last one, go to Andre.
Mike, just four sacks tonight, and just what Jermaine was able to do early on, very first game, first drive, and everything, the impact that he made in the pass rush.
I thought Jermaine played really well. Was active not only in the pass in the passing game, but also just against the run. I thought our defensive front played with tremendous energy. I thought they were definitely very physical in their approach of what they did. They fed off that with each other, and there's still things that we're going to be able to go and improve on. But that was something that was a big focal point for us as we're moving forward. And those guys, I thought, have worked really hard and showed up in some good moments tonight. So we got to take that foundation and continue to improve on it here moving forward this next week. But definitely, I thought Jermaine played really well and he brought tremendous energy to our defense as well as our football team.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.